I'm going to be talking about a very touchy subject that needs to be brought to light. The mistreatment of employees in the workplace is dramatically increasing, and there is very little being done to stop this problem. The main problem faced is sexual harassment in the workplace. I myself, as well as many friends of mine, have experienced this and mistreatment firsthand. According to the Seattle Business Organization, mistreatment of employees could be described as conduct and speech typically considered hostile, is intimidating, offensive, abusive, and which goes beyond rudeness or casual joking. To qualify as a hostile workplace, conduct must be intentional, severe, and interfere with the employee's ability to perform his or her job. This also includes sexual harassment and inappropriate behaviors from customers to employees. According to the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, they define workplace sexual harassment as unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature. Both the mistreatment and harassment could be a customer-to-employee interaction or an employer-to-employee interaction.
Thousands of women are using two words on social media to identify themselves as survivors of sexual harassment and assault today. It's hashtag MeToo.
There has actually been light shed on the severity and commonness of sexual harassment through the hashtag MeToo movement. After 30 women accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, the viral hashtag MeToo campaign was started. Hashtag MeToo allows for those who have been sexually assaulted to be able to come forward and speak of their story along with others and have support. The Me Too movement has a large variety of local and international alternative names, and it's a movement against sexual harassment and sexual assault. Many women come forward to the hashtag Me Too campaign because it's easier to have support and feel like you're not alone in this situation. Now I'm going to interview one of my close friends on their experience in the workplace with harassment and sexual harassment. What's your name and where do you work?
My name is Michael Perrin and I work at Cetabella Pizzeria.
Have you ever heard of the hashtag MeToo movement?
Yes, I have heard about the MeToo movement.
What do you know about this movement?
I can't say I know too much about it. I think it's about women, or is it just people in general, actually, that are being sexually harassed in the workplace?
Have you or anyone you know been harassed at work, either sexually or verbally?
No, I personally haven't been sexually harassed. I guess you could say I have been a little verbally harassed by, like, my shift leads or bosses, just giving me stuff here and there. However, one of my coworkers, I do know she was sexually harassed by our operator of the store at the time. He would say things such as, I'll give you a raise, or I'll put you more days on the schedule if you do this for me, or if you come over tonight, or just stuff like that.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
I have been working at Fabulous Freddy's since July, and I could have never imagined how much you go through daily with customers. I have been screamed at, degraded, personally attacked, and sexually harassed, all in the midst of just trying to do my job. Most of our mistreatment and hostile behaviors comes from angry customers who take their cars very seriously. To a point, if something goes wrong with your car, the service was not done up to your standard and quality, it is okay to complain or ask us to fix something. When one starts personally attacking the worker and screaming in their face over a minor issue, it's not okay. My mistreatment has gotten to the point where I get anxiety when selling a car to a customer. Every single time I expect the worst. This is how often it occurs. I would say that I am mistreated about every single day at work at least once, meaning overly excessive customer complaint and very hostile. It is not okay to treat someone so harshly for trying to perform his or her job. Now, for sexual harassment, I would say that I am sexually harassed at work about 4 out of 7 days a week. According to the AWARE organization, throughout the United States workplace, 79% of sexual harassment victims are women and 21% are men. Personally, I think that is absolutely disgusting for one to advance at someone who is at work and just trying to make money. The line has been crossed numerous times for me, resulting in me feeling super uncomfortable to speak to the customer. At Freddy's, We are taught to let the men make comments and put up with it, since it will result in the company receiving more business and money. This is both sexist and degrading. My manager also encourages the harassment in order to create business. We have never been told that we are able to report a harassing situation, and they are very aware that we encounter so many. Luckily, last week we have gotten a new manager due to bad management, so I'm hoping for a huge change. I should not feel uncomfortable or unsafe going to work. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope that this helps shed light on the severity of sexual harassment and harassment in the workplace. I hope this pushes us one step closer to ending it altogether.